Did Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper enjoy a romantic getaway in France? We're going to get to that coming up in just a second. First, exciting news. It's official. Shawn Mendes is in town. He's here in Montreal.
Yeah.
You know, I shouldn't say it's official because guess who has been spotted in Montreal? His girlfriend. Well, his girlfriend, whom he will not admit is his girlfriend.
This is your man.
Camila Cabello has been spotted. But it's Shawn who has two shows at the Bell Center tonight and tomorrow night. And Camila Cabello has been spotted out a couple of times over the past couple of days. She stopped for food at the Paris Crepe on St. Catherine. And she even like recorded this nice voice memo for a Montrealer, taking pictures with fans and everything.
Cool. She's kind of obliged to perform the song now that she's been spotted in Montreal, because it would be very disappointing for her to be here for 2 days.
Of course.
And not jump on stage for 3 minutes.
At least once. Yeah.
Exactly.
I agree.
Ooh, if she does it once, she's got to do it twice. So can you imagine being at the show where she doesn't perform?
She might have somewhere to go, though.
Oh, like, maybe.
We don't know how long she's going to be here and how long she's staying. We don't even know. We'll see. We'll see tonight.
Well, then do it via satellite.
Skype her in. All right. Twitter is always, of course, bringing us a hard-hitting news and important conversation. And this one turned into a full-fledged debate yesterday. It was a debate between two extremely popular sitcoms. Friends versus Seinfeld. And the question, it was a simple one, but it brought up a lot of emotion in people. The question was, which classic TV show is better?
Ooh,
Friends or Seinfeld?
I mean, there's a clear winner here. I don't think there should be even a debate.
Yeah, I get
I'm
that.
Not going to say who it is.
I get that they're both 90s sitcoms, but it's really apples and oranges.
Yeah.
You know?
That's what I agree. People were very cocky about it, and they're like, I will talk to nobody who thinks there is anything but one answer to this, and it's obviously Seinfeld.
Yeah,
Settle down. They're very different shows, of course. They both had a lot of success in their own right.
Right.
I think Seinfeld was very witty, and it was very cleverly written, of course. Friends had better character development. And somebody put it in a way that made so much sense to me. They said, Friends is who we wanted to be and Seinfeld is who we were. So it brought up like a lot of different feelings when we were watching
Precisely.
Each show, right? All right, we heard the rumblings and it's official that after 6 years, Katie Holmes and Jamie Foxx are over.
Whoa, no way.
They're not dating anymore. And I'm impressed. They deserve an award for how private they were able to keep their relationship.
Oh, yeah. Good for them.
So covert.
Yeah. I don't think they ever confirmed or spoke about it once in 6 years. And, you know, it was the exact same thing with their split, actually, because they broke up back in May. Yeah.
But the fact that after 6 years, like, he never once, like, posted a picture with her, never, yeah. I mean, does it mean that he never really had, that his feelings weren't that profound to begin with?
No. Come on.
Because, I mean, if you really love someone after 6 years, you post something.
After all she went through with Tom Cruise, are you kidding me? Like, they were intelligent. They were like, we're keeping this private if it's going to last at all.
If they were together for 6 years, they were legit in love. They were not just, like, feeling things out for 6 years.
I guess. I just say, you know. Love conquers all.
These are huge celebrities. It's like a different, it's a different ball game, Sam.
All right. Clearly it wasn't meant to be because it didn't work out.
They're not on your level. Yeah. It didn't work out. They were able to keep the split a secret. And Jamie Foxx was just spotted out over the weekend with a 21-year-old leaving a club. Some like up and coming singer. So it's
you're
over,
right.
But I'm sure it was very amicable. Mm. British tabloid did report that Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga were away enjoying a getaway in France. And this tabloid actually had a very distant and grainy looking photo to go with this story.
Oh boy.
Of course, cue the internet freaking out.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, Bradley and Lady Gaga are away in France. They're clearly a thing. They're going to have babies. This is it.
Ugh.
Everyone can settle down, it turns out. It was not Lady Gaga in the picture. In fact, it was not even a woman.
Oh.
Yeah, it was a friend of Bono's from U2 who happens to have long silver hair. And Bradley is also friends with Bono, and he was taking a break in the sun with them in France. And everybody thought it was Lady Gaga.
Oh, that tabloid photographer needs a better lens.
You do!
We're so gullible.
They like, really do.
You see one picture of some hairy beast walking through the forest, all of a sudden it's Bigfoot. We'll believe anything.
Absolutely.